My name is Matt. I'm a Kettle project founder, employed by Pentaho Business Intelligence, open source business intelligence. Oh well. So let me give you a quick one-line overview of what business intelligence is, and then let me talk a bit about Kettle, our user community, our developer community, and I'll finish off with some useful links. Very short, I have no other choice. So business intelligence, according to Wikipedia, technologies, applications, and practices for the collection, integration, analysis, and presentation of business information. Typically, these things include, showing reports to the corporations, how well are we doing, sales information, all that stuff. Kettle in itself deals with the collection and integration of that data. It doesn't do any reporting or analysis. More and more people are slamming all kinds of stuff into their databases, MySQL, Postgres, the guys next door. XML files are very popular these days, all kinds of text files. But for businesses, it's important to get an integrated view on that whole bunch of data. And this is what Kettle does. It can read from various data sources, integrate it all, and present a linked and clear view to the reporters. So this is what typically, sorry. Oh man. This part is what typically called a data warehouse. It's a database where you can run on a lot of databases where you integrate the whole data set. Okay. So what are typical use cases for Kettle? So we can load from pretty much any data source that you have laying around. Text files, XML files. I'll give you a whole list later on. You can export data from databases into these text files or whatever, but you can also load it into other databases again. That brings us to data migration. We can examine and analyze what's in these existing databases we have. Possibility to lookups, data cleaning, and all kinds of weird stuff. Kettle itself is an acronym. It's the Kettle Extraction, Transformation, Transportation, and Loading Environment. And here is a typical example of how data flows from one step, what we call it, to another. So data is flowing from these steps. They're being merged. Some data goes over here. Some data goes over there. And eventually, they all end up here again. So this is a very simple flow of data. We call it a transformation. And it is through a GUI visualized in such a way that it's very easy to see what it does. So Kettle is a recursive acronym. For more information, see this presentation. It's a lame joke. If you see this more than twice, you must stop reading. So extraction, 25 and more database types, not just open source, but also closed source databases, some very exotic ones. Text files, XML, Excel files, XBase, file system information, you name it. People are using all these data sources to do the most weird things you can possibly imagine. Transportation, we have a very flexible engine-based way of working. That means that we don't generate any code or anything in the background. We just execute the things that you define in your transformation immediately without having a need for the generation of extra code in the background. So we have very flexible pathways that handle all your requests. We can split data, copy data to multiple data sources, write to a database and to a text file at the same time. Do all kinds of things that you might think of the thing that are worth doing. As far as transformation is concerned, you want to do some calculation on data, you want to look up data in a text file, all that sort of stuff. Well, we have in total, dozens of steps, we call it, that handle this for you. We even go as far as allowing you to execute JavaScript or regular expression on passing rows. So this makes for a very powerful user experience. All right. As far as the loading is concerned, you know, I'm going to talk not just about outputting this data in a table or in a text file, you know, or XML or Excel, or doing dimension operators for complex data warehouses. But we also have an environment that allows you to visualize the steps that you go through from a more high-level view. For example, in this case, we transfer files from an FTP server. And if anything goes wrong, we send an error email, sorry, to some administrator that monitors the whole thing. Right. And then we prepare the load some data from the text files into a database. And if anything goes wrong, we send an error email again. And we load the warehouse, we do some cleanup. And if everything goes well, if all the green arrows are followed, we send a mail to the guy that is administrating this to say, hey, everything went all right last night, no worries. So this is what we call a job in our terminology, and with job entries that do this. So again, a very very nice GUI, very easy to use. You can set it up in 5 minutes, you download the package, install, and you're done. You can play with it. So we're also an environment. So we have had these letters, the E is for environment. We have a full GUI called Spoon, and we can edit every option in Kettle. That means that you never have to deal with the underlying XML on which, you know, this thing is running. You can always use the GUI to edit any option possible in the engine. So we have an integrated debugger where you can set breakpoints. If certain data with a certain row and with a certain value passes, the whole transformation pauses. And that thing is very easy to use if you do complex transformations. We also have command line tools if you want to execute this stuff in the background at night through a cron tap or something for executing jobs and transformations. And we have also a web server, integrated web server, lightweight, to do clustering, to allow us to cluster over, you know, hundreds of nodes to do massive parallel calculations. More interesting, we also have a programming API for Java. So, and that allows us to have a very nice plugin ecosystem. People will write SAP R3 plugins, plugins for Salesforce and that stuff. You can find these on the wiki. Our user community exists of, you know, paying Pentaho customers. We have, you know, hundreds and thousands upon corporations that use our software. Obviously, this is more like a business-oriented audience that we're targeting here. But we also have the Lone Ranger and hobbyists, the script kiddies, if you like, that need to solve some gnarly problems because they have to FTP data from one place to another every night, or, you know, they want to update some data into their LAMP stack or whatever. So these people we also have. From all regions on Earth, you know, I think a couple of days ago there was some guy from Jakarta on our IRC channel. This is very nice to see this as well. We have assembled over 18,000 posts on our forum the last 2 years, which, you know, is an indication to us that this is a piece of software that's really needed. And the reason for that is that even though this type of software existed for many years, it was always the realm of very expensive, proprietary, closed-source companies. They would charge hundreds of thousands of euros for it, and they still do. Although I might add, with less and less success. So we also have a nice Jira tracking system at Pentaho, and Kettle is downloaded for more than 10,000 times a month these days. So as far as the developer community is concerned, which is, you know, obviously why I'm speaking here today, is that the message is clear. We want everybody to be able to contribute to Kettle. We want to be as open as possible. And that has led to the situation where I was the only person doing development 2 years ago, to when I open sourced the code 2 years ago, more than 2 years ago. There were a lot of people flocking to the platform, and now you can see that we have over 24 committers, you know, from various regions of the planet. We have hundreds of people literally sending in patches for, you know, some problem that they have. We have translators from all over the world. We have almost completely translations in French, Spanish, Italian, you know, even Dutch, and stuff like that. And we receive daily contributions, and we have a very healthy community. One thing that I might also add about the user community yesterday is that we have almost 100% reply rate on our forum. So, you know, and most people that reply there are very nice, except for me, of course, but most of them are nice. To finish off, you know, because this can be as short and as long as you want, we have a nice homepage. Which should get updated more often, but anyway, it's a good starting point. A forum at Pentao, forumspentao.org will bring you to it. A case tracking system where you can review or add new cases. We also have a nice wiki where more and more information pops up every day, I guess. An IRC channel founded by this guy over there. On Freenode, so join us whenever you feel like it. A developer mailing group, my blog, and my email address. So the last 3 minutes I would like to reserve for questions from you guys, if you have any. And if not, you know, meet me after the show. Yes? The main difference between Kettle and Talent is that Talent generates Perl or Java code, and we are also using a more flexible license. As far as the code generation is concerned, you know, my view always was that from a user experience, it's a different thing. Whenever something goes wrong, you don't have to wade through kilobytes of Perl code, for example. So we run purely engine-based. That's the main difference. And we also, by default, run in multiple threads. So all our steps run in a single, in a separate thread. So we have very easily we can make use of multiple threads. So multi-CPU systems are more and more prevailing these days, or, you know, automatically used by us. Yes. Any other question? All right. Thank you very much.